today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. By Allah's name we start. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, especially this program, a new episode of today's special. Today is really special because today is Teachers' Day in Iran, because we commemorate the martyrdom anniversary of one of the great teachers in Islamic world, who is Ayatollah Mutahhari. Today is Wednesday, 22nd of Shawwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 12th of Ordibehesht, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 1st of May, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Of course, dear Shia Muslims, please accept our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of great Ayatollah Mutahhari. May Allah keep his soul in peace. And of course, accept our congratulations on Teacher's Day. As usual, we open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we'll listen to chapter 35 of the Holy Quran. That is chapter Fatir, verse 28. We speak about the important point of this verse.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ وَالدَّوَابِّ وَالْأَنْعَامِ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهُ كَذَلِكَ إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ غَفُورٌ
And among people and moving creatures and grazing livestock are various colors similarly. Only those fear Allah from among His servants who have knowledge. Indeed, Allah is exalted in might and forgiving.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Yes, from among all of Allah's servants, only scholars are those who gain the high rank of fear. That is the fear of responsibility accompanied with perception of the greatness of the position of their Lord. This state of fear is the result of contemplation on the extroversive and introversive verses of the Quran and knowing the knowledge and power of Allah and the aim of His creation. We have repeatedly said that this is a fear because of the responsibilities that one has in front of Allah, a fear that he may not fulfill his own duties well.
Rabbi salli, Rabbi sallim, ala Taha al-muallim, nab'u khayrin, shamsu haqqin, minas samaa. You're the light of my eyes, you're the answer to my cries, you're the dawn that chased away my darkest night. وإن لم أراك يا حبيبي عين روحي دوما تراك نور من الله كي يضيء لنا الحياة يا حبيب قلبي يا محمد يا إمام دربي يا أحمد يا شفيع ذنبي طه عليك صلى الله
as the last episodes of today's special, again, we follow the status of teachers in Islamic point of view. Being an educator is one of the most invigorating and rewarding professions. Knowing that you can make a difference in the life of a person is one of the greatest acts of charity one can perform as a Muslim and as a human being. Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him and his pure progeny, was not only a messenger and a prophet, but a teacher and cultivator of human character and intelligence. His Sunnah is full of lessons about the benefits of teachings, such as the hadith in which the Prophet said, "The best amongst you are those who learn the Quran and teach it." Being an educator carries a unique honor both in this life and the next. Teachers are following in the footsteps of the best human being to ever live, Prophet Muhammad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear and sisters, assalamu alaikum and welcome. This is Ali, your host, and we shall be talking about the value and position of teacher. The position of a teacher is highly and significantly valued in Islam, to the extent that the position of a teacher is compared to that of the prophets in the speeches of many religious leaders. It should be stated that the personal knowledge of the human soul and the special action of his body is in the world of the hereafter. And each person is awakened in the form of his knowledge and action in another house. It is the teacher who can make such kingdom flourish in people, and they guide to eternal happiness. And if the sibling of a child and youth's existence is placed in the hands of a competent grandeur, a good tree will emerge that will enhance the spiritual fruits of the teacher and the learner. Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi, the late Imam Khomeini, considered the job of teachers to be very honorable and considered it to be among the educational programs of the prophets, and said, "You should be very careful that you are not ordinary people. You are the teachers of a generation that is the future of all. The destiny of the country will be entrusted to that generation." And he has emphasized that a teacher is a trustee who, apart from all trusts, is his trust. And among the group of ladies, he said again, "Your job is to make people teacher, to teach people make things. It is the job of the prophets. The prophets came, make people, corrected people. They are the teachers of all mankind. You are also the teachers of some people. They are in a wider environment, and we are in a smaller environment. Therefore, this is your job, a very honorable job. It is, but its responsibility is also very high."
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
One of the teaching strategies of Prophet Muhammad is using the storytelling method. The Prophet used to tell stories to teach lessons to his companions. Telling stories is an effective way of grabbing attention, engaging the audience while imparting the lessons in a more relatable and practical way. For example, the last Prophet of Allah said, "A man felt very thirsty while he was on the way. He came across a well. He went down the well, quenched his thirst, and came out. Meanwhile, he saw a dog, panting and licking mud because of the excessive thirst. He said to himself, "This dog is suffering from thirst as I did." So he went down the well again and filled his shoe with water and watered it. Allah was pleased with him for that deed and forgave him. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family imparted the lesson of being kind with animals through the story of the man. This makes the lesson more memorable, as there is a story attached to it that lives on the mind of the people. This is one of the inspirations to help us reestablish our intention as teachers. A teacher, we're all lifelong learners. The Messenger of Allah said, "Whoever travels a path in search of knowledge, Allah will make easy for him a path of paradise." Teachers are permanent students, constantly learning new techniques as they go. Think about professional development days. Depending on where educators reside, one of their employment requirements is a certain number of hours of professional development annually. As Muslim teachers, we should make it a priority to seek continuous Islamic knowledge. Thus, we may rejoice in that if Allah wills, we will obtain paradise by means of our constant search for knowledge.
When the Quran mentions ilm, it is not the type of knowledge where necessarily mean you go on Wikipedia something or Google something and now I have ilm.
Yes.
Ilm is different.
Yes.
Actual ilm is of a different quality.
Yeah.
For example, in the Quran, it's kabru maqtan indallah, it's one of the worst sights in the eyes of God, that you know something and you don't do what you know.
You don't act upon it, right?
So it's not just about knowing anymore.
Yes.
It's about doing things.
That's sant.
Ilm, the word sant. Ilm comes from ayn, lam, and meem.
Yes.
From the same roots comes amal as well, action. They are part of the same reality.
That's it.
So the Quran is urging you to act and to do aqimus salat. You don't have to, like, establish prayer, do things to prove what is outside matches what's inside.
Yes.
So in Islam, ilm is not just a knowledge that you keep as a prepositional knowledge in your mind.
Yeah.
In Islam, ilm is something which affects your whole behavior. Mm-hmm. And the other thing I'll mention now, when you read the Quran and you see the words knowledge or ilm or these things, it's something which is of a divine quality.
Mm.
It's not like a person who's not a Muslim, has nothing to do with Islam, has loads of knowledge and that person's an alim. No.
Yeah.
Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says in that famous narration to Unwan al-Basri that ilm, knowledge, is a light from Allah, which he places in the hearts of those who have the capacity for it. Now, this knowledge is so different to any other type of knowledge.
Yes.
It's not about how many PhDs you have or how much you've read or how, you know, how good your elocution and oratory is. It's not about your speaking and about your vocabulary.
Yeah.
This is a light from God.
That's it.
You've seen and I've seen people who have studied so much, but there's not sincerity in them.
That's right.
And you and I have seen people who are just normal, ordinary people with no specialist background.
Mm.
But they seem to have a certain itma'anan and knowledge and, you know, contentment that is distinct. It's because it comes from God.
Yes.
Ilm is so different to any other knowledge we'll find.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of today's special. As I told you at the beginning of this episode, in Iran, today is Teachers' Day. Congratulations to all the teachers. And of course, we offer our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Ayatollah Mutahhari, one of the greatest teachers in Islamic world. Fi amanillah.
Mustafa. أنت النبي الأمين وسيد المرسلين رحمة للعالمين جئت بالحق اليقين.